The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this windy Tuesday afternoon. What a privilege to be your host today. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. A mass casualty scene is unfolding in Maryland. The famous Francis Scott Key Bridge finished in 76 or 77, well over a mile long. Early this morning, around 1:30 a.m., a very large container ship, one of those gigantic ships with the thousands of shipping containers on them, evidently, as far as we can tell so far, lost power. We don't know why, we don't know how, but it began drifting, and the captain of the ship issued a mayday. That it was coming under the bridge, will soon be coming under the bridge. And because of that, authorities were alerted. First responders were able to block off the bridge, avoiding a much worse tragedy. There were individuals on the bridge fixing potholes. There are of those, six that are missing, two have been rescued. One had to go to the hospital and then has been released. They know that there are cars that plunged into the water at this point. They do not know how many. They don't know whether people got out of those cars. There is a great deal that we simply do not know. The official word right now is that there are six individuals missing. Divers were on the scene in a very, very short period of time using advanced sonar to detect vehicles that had plunged into the water and had sunk to the bottom of the harbor. And, of course, they are desperately trying to reach those vehicles and so forth. Obviously, if people are in those vehicles, there would be no chance for their survival at this point. Anyway, terrible tragedy. Immediately, some people were wondering if it was terrorism. From authorities in Maryland and the federal government, at this point, there is no indication whatsoever of terrorism. It seems to be an accident caused by a very large ship's loss of power. I was talking with someone here at the station, and when you watch the video, it looks like the ship actually takes a turn and intentionally heads for the pier, the tower that was holding up the bridge. And the more I thought about it, I would imagine that the current there under the bridge is fairly swift, and even though that is a gigantic ship, it can certainly be controlled by the current, and it's very possible that it simply lost power, and the current of the river, the harbor, turned the ship into the bridge, and it's incredibly dramatic footage if you've seen the video. We live in fascinating times, don't we? There is very little that happens that is not on video. I mean, very little. And the video is incredibly dramatic as you see this gigantic bridge just crumble, collapse, and fall into the water and on the front of the container ship. Obviously, this is going to be a long-term thing. The bridge, I believe it took nearly 3 years to build when it was built. In this case, it probably will take longer because the debris from the current bridge is going to have to be removed. The towers that held the support towers that held the bridge are probably going to have to be removed. It's going to be a long, long time. But most importantly, they're going to be recovering those vehicles. And again, at this point, we don't know how many vehicles plunged into the water, but because first responders were alerted, and this is the information that I'm receiving, and I believe it's correct, that first responders, because of the mayday issued by the captain of the ship, were able to block much of the bridge and keep many more vehicles from coming onto the bridge and possibly plunging into the water. Pray for the families that are involved, the families that know the fate of their loved ones, and certainly pray for those that do not yet know the fate of their loved ones. The Supreme Court today heard oral arguments in the abortion pill case. There is a lawsuit. The attempt is to regulate more firmly, pardon me for stumbling for words, but I want to make sure that I report this correctly. The lawsuit before the Supreme Court is about more stringent restrictions on the abortion pill. The federal government, as well as Planned Parenthood and abortion providers, have tried to remove almost any restriction whatsoever on the abortion pill. So now, in many cases, a woman can get this abortion pill without even seeing a doctor, without consultation of any kind from any kind of medical professional. Some states are trying to severely restrict the access to the abortion pill, require a face-to-face meeting with a doctor rather than telemedicine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, that is the case before the Supreme Court. Whether the federal government or even individual states can severely limit the access to the abortion pill. Now, why is that so important? Because today, the overwhelming majority of abortions are not in an abortion clinic. The overwhelming majority of abortions today are chemical abortions. Yeah, chemical abortions. And the number of chemical abortions are exploding across America. I want to spend a little more time on this, so let's go ahead and take a break so I'll have more time when we come back. These statistics are startling, and the arguments from those advocating the chemical abortion, the abortion pill, mind-numbing. And I'll share that with you when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, let's state the obvious. Let's make it very clear. Every abortion takes the life of an innocent, unborn child. Now, that's a fact. An innocent, unborn child. And we live in a culture, in a society, where an eagle egg is more precious than a human being. Why do I say that? It is against federal law to even touch the egg of an eagle. You can't touch it. You can't move it. Even if you had good intentions, you cannot touch the egg of an eagle. Why? Well, it's an unborn eagle. It is a potential eagle. Everybody knows that. And if you were to break an egg of an eagle, very severe federal punishments, because you have killed a potential eagle. Now, please remember, the egg, it's unborn. The little eaglet is not yet born. And yet, federal law acknowledges that inside that shell is a potential eagle, therefore it is protected. But a human being, a, shall we say, potential, I reject that language, but if we use the language used in our culture, a potential human being in the womb of a mother is fair game if the mother just doesn't want it. She would be inconvenienced economically, socially. She doesn't feel that she can handle it mentally, financially. It's okay. So it is just fine to kill a potential human being, but it is not okay to kill a potential eagle. And by the way, there are many in the animal kingdom whose eggs, the unborn, are protected. Many different kinds of turtles are protected. The eggs of turtles are protected. And I could go on and on and on and on. So, I just want to establish the fact. Every abortion takes the life of an unborn human being. Now, wouldn't you think it would be incredibly cold, calloused, and hardened to say taking the life of an innocent unborn human being is like popping Tylenol for a headache? You got a pregnancy, you don't want it, so you get rid of the kid. That's no different than taking Tylenol. After all, you have a headache, so you treat the headache. You say, Bob, who in the world would say that? Well, CNN, among many others. Here is some very sad news, folks. And I try to deal with this carefully and in a balanced way. But so many thought if we could just get Roe versus Wade overturned, abortion would go away. May I repeat what I have said hundreds of times? This is not primarily a legal issue. It is a heart issue. It is a moral issue. changing the law does not solve the problem. We got rid of Roe versus Wade. And what is the result? Now, please, I want to make it clear. I am grateful that Roe versus Wade was overturned because I believe it was bad law. But what has been the result? Can I read a headline from today? U.S. abortions reach highest level in over a decade. Abortions in America since Roe v. Wade was overturned have not declined. Oh, in a few states they have, just a handful of states, but nationwide, abortions have increased. The overturning of Roe versus Wade was not the ultimate answer, folks. I'm quoting, there were more than 1 million abortions in the U.S. in 2023, the highest rate in more than a decade, and a 10% jump over 2020. Although abortions have all but stopped in 14 states, nearly every other state has had an increase in the number of abortions provided from 2020 to 2023. Now, where is the Tylenol? Quote, well, if you read through this article from CNN, they want you to know mifepristone, which is the abortion pill, quote, is effective and safer than most common prescriptions and even some over-the-counter medicines. May I quote from CNN? Mifepristone's safety is on par with common over-the-counter pain relievers like ibuprofen and acetaminophen, studies show. That analyzed by CNN shows that the abortion pill is even safer than some of the most common prescription medications, including penicillin and other antibiotics. CNN and the abortion industry want you to know aborting an unborn child by popping some pills over a couple of days is just like taking Tylenol. In fact, it may be safer than Tylenol. Now, I think real hard, cold scientific facts betray that conclusion. But to think, they are comparing the death of an unborn child with getting relief from a headache. A woman being relieved of the responsibility of a child is similar to someone getting relieved from a headache. You got a problem? You take a pill for it. It's no problem. That is the wicked evil in our culture today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.